So when I go to bed, I do look forward to my breakfast.
Oh, you think about breakfast? I never do that. I tell my kids to do that. Just think, I'm hungry. Just think about what you're going to have tomorrow for breakfast.
When they go, can you go to bed, can you go to sleep hungry?
Yeah.
Like little Paul and orphan boy.
I have, well, before this whole COVID thing, I was fasting, so I was stopping eating at 6 or 7 and then I was fine. I think
I will get a pang at around about 10:30 and I've got to go downstairs and grab a banana or something.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair enough.
I don't get it though, because it's like I've had a full meal and all of a sudden my stomach goes, no, not going to sleep till you have something else. And I go down there and I will sometimes have something that will sort of fill me up easily. I'll have some yogurt.
Oh, very good choice.
And I've got this new yogurt that is plant-based yogurt. What does that mean?
Well, there's no milk.
That's
there's
good,
no dairy.
Is that a good thing?
No, I don't know. Does it taste all right?
Oh, it's blueberry.
Oh, yum.
It's divine.
Yeah.
To me, it's as good as ice cream.
Mm.
So I have this blueberry, and Selena goes, my partner goes, that stinks.
Oh, really?
She's like repulsed by it.
Is it got a lot of sugar in it?
I hope not, because I'm hammering it down.
No, it's something that have milk or fat in it. You got to, you know, I'm obviously no health expert, but.
Well, I'm having it on my breakfast. Love it. Through with my oats, and I have it at night for dessert. I don't know. I just have it like one spoonful. But eat it.
Go crazy. One spoonful. Go crazy.
Yeah, gee, wow, Glenn.
I know. You don't want your partner like, oh, that stinks.
Well, then I can't. So then it's like I'm eating, like I eat it sort of like.
Yeah, secretly.
Going, before she finds out, I get near her. And I'm going ting, 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 you know, eating it off the spoon.
Isn't it funny that it stinks, but it tastes nice?
Well, number one, I can't smell it.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I cannot smell it. But I was thinking about, things that stink that other people like.
Oh, yeah.
What stinks for you that are, what?
Ooh.
So.
Pawpaw, that smells.
That I looked it up.
Yeah.
That's the number one.
It stinks.
It smells like
vomit.
Vomit? Yeah.
Parmesan cheese smells a bit like vomit.
That was on the list as well. Yeah. And parmesan cheese is beautiful. But you open the pack up and you go, that smells like vomit. Tinned fish, salmon in a tin?
Yeah, it smells. Tuna, sometimes tuna smells too. Sometimes, I love tuna.
Yeah. What else?
All sorts of cheese. What are those stinky cheeses, though, that are...
Is it...
Like a brie
Limburg?
Oh, Limburg. That really
smells.
That's
apparently the number one stinky. I thought Blue Vein. Is it Blue Vein?
Oh, yeah. Have you been in one of those cheese shops where they just sell cheese?
Yeah.
Oh, they stink.
You're going... Hey, mate, it stinks in here. Yeah.
Your cheese stinks.
Your cheese stinks.
But people love that stinky cheese.
Don't look around. Just give me that one. I'm going to get out of here.
Oh, Gorgonzola smells too.
Yeah, and
Camembert. Yes, a lot of that cheese smells.
What else is on it? Kimchi. That's apparently.
Oh, stink. Yeah, that's like fermented stuff. Yeah,
is that cabbage?
Fermented cabbage. Cabbage smells. Oh, but cabbage. I love cabbage.
So there's one you love.
Oh, love it.
But other people.
Oh, Brussels sprouts. Smell.
So you're big on the Brussels sprouts.
I love Brussels sprouts.
You fry yours, don't you?
Yeah.
Chop them in half and fry them.
Yeah, with onion.
My dad used to braise mushrooms, and it's.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what was going on, but, oh, God, it was repulsive. How do you go when you go to the fish market?
Yeah, I don't mind. I like the smell of fish. I love it. I love all that smells.
Yeah, I'm not big on that.
You don't like that? My dad used to cook Bray steak and onion from the can. do you remember that? It came in a red brownie can. And so you get the kids that have spaghetti, baked beans in a can, and he'd have Bray steak and onion. Oh, disgusting.
So anyway, I looked up, and then I was thinking, what was my number one sticky food related?
Yeah.
And I worked it out.
What?
It's when someone had left their lunch in their locker.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd gone on holidays.
Banana?
Oh, whatever, sandwich, something, and they've come back after school holidays, and they open the locker, and the lunch is still in there. And it just
stinks.
Absolutely. Or something that's been up the back of the fridge. And you know how things go up the back of the fridge and they just get.
They leave them.
They just go, why are you leaving that there? And because everything at the front is like, pick me, pick me.
Yeah, premium.
Your front row, I'm premium. You're going to love me. I'm late at night. Up when you're delegated to the back of the fridge,
you're stuffed.
You're stuffed. Yeah. You're not going to get eaten. And and to get you back, they go off.
Yeah, that's true.
They do. It's just you go. Oh, how long's this been here? And you go, and you bang it on the rubbish bin.
It's like when you're a kid and you got picked for the sports team, and you always got picked last. You're like, it's like being up the back of the fridge.
Back of the fridge.
And all the sporty, good looking kids got picked first.
Yeah, you know, because all your good bits, all your last night's leftovers, all up the front, but not up the back. Anyway, so eat away and enjoy your food. And if you got something smelly, just enjoy it. Don't care what. Don't worry what people say. Yeah. Just go into the corner of the up in the other room, like I do.
Yeah,
and eat very quietly. And I always try to eat it, and then get my dish back in the dishwasher
before anyone knows.
Without anyone knowing.
Yeah,
and then close it quietly, and think it never happened.
She's like you're watching porno or something, isn't it? It's like you're doing something touchy.
What are you doing in there?
Nothing.
I'm watching porno. Well, that's all right. I thought you might have been having yogurt.
Had a blueberry yogurt again.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related and Now Please. Welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Well, here we are.
Somehow related.
Two topics.
Just a quick hello, because we don't know. We've recorded this a couple of weeks.
Because we're Victorians.
If you are a Victorian, we wish you all the very best. You're probably a few weeks into your lockdown now. And I reckon this time people are, I reckon they're doing okay.
Yeah, used to it.
Going into it.
It's a second jail term. You know what I mean? We've all been in the big house before.
Yeah,
so we've come back. We've high-fived everyone.
So the prison guards were going, "Oh, yeah, Dave, hey, Glenn, you're back. What'd you do? Bank robbery.
One headlight. Only had one headlight.
Yeah, and back and doing time. Okay.
How funny when I did this gig for concreters in the country. It was Bendigo in this pub. And I said, has anyone ever been in prison?
Oh,
and two people pulled their hands up. And I said, what'd you do? He goes, mate, broken headlight. And then the other guy goes, I was a guard. And the other guy, the criminal, goes, yeah, you fucking blah. He goes, shut up, mate.
It was on.
They're going to punch on because of the old guard crim vibe. Oh,
he was sort of knocking the scab off.
Scum.
Back you.
But I loved it. Broken headlight, mate. I think you had a jail for a broken headlight. All right, so what are our topics? We've got two topics. Got to work out how they're related.
The two topics are...
Hitler and gollywogs.
Oh, not two of my favourite things. Two of my least favourite things. I do have to say, though, gollywogs get a bad run. And the problem when you have children, which I have three for new listeners, people often, like old ladies.
Have them?
They give you one for the kid. And so what happened?
Can you still buy them?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's a shop in Melbourne.
No.
Yeah. And they have like the Dole Hospital or whatever. There's gollywogs for sale. Oh, yeah. It's in country areas. I guarantee you every capital city in Australia, you will find a shop somewhere selling gollywogs. But also these old ladies, like an aunt of someone gave us a gollywog, right? And our older son, who's now 17, loved it. It was his favourite teddy.
Yeah.
So he had a lot of teddies, but I don't know why he focused on the gollywog, but he had a voice for it. I used to talk to him. She used to speak like this, kind of like a... Mm. He had no idea that it was racist and had slave. Because the thing about gollywogs that I read was that they don't mind it being... black people apparently just... they're always dressed as a servant or a slave.
Yeah.
When you look, they've got little overalls on, like they're serving people.
Yeah.
And so my son had this gollywog, and he wanted to take it to kinder. Mate, you can't take gollywogs to kinder.
All right? Would it really matter, though?
No.
You don't want to send a message, I understand.
It's very multicultural kindergarten.
Yeah, they go, Mr. O'Neill, would like to have a chat to you about something.
Oh, I think these days, if you bought a gollywog to kinder or school, they're definitely...
And that's a good thing. It is a good thing.
A phone call home. But certainly our era, gollywogs were everywhere.
So so what is the history? I mean, is it like a minstrel scenario?
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
So is it like...
I think they're from America, and they made dolls to...
Turn of the century kind
of. Yeah, they made dolls to represent the slaves and stuff, and kids would play with them. And then I mean, maybe this is a connection with Hitler. They were big in Germany and Europe, gollywogs.
Don't give it away too early because you might be onto it.
Yeah, I just know they were big in Europe. And, yeah, so that's why. And kids loved – I mean, when we grew up, there were gollywogs. Gollywogs were on the cover of choo-choo bars and gollywogs in books, gollywogs on TV.
Wasn't there a thing with Daryl Lee or something years ago where Daryl Lee was shut down because you could you buy a Daryl Lee gollywog chocolate or something?
Yeah, no, they had Arnott's biscuits, gollywog biscuits.
That's right. Yeah. And Daryl Lee had something too where they were in Toowoomba.
Oh, really? Yeah, that'd be right.
And they were shut down or some sort of legal thing. Because I thought it was completely illegal to buy – I know it is in the UK, but you're saying in Australia you can.
Oh, you can buy gollywogs, definitely.
And what is it? And were they in kids' books or anything? Or were they in animations or anything?
There was a famous series of kids' books about gollywogs. Oh, Ina Blyton had gollywogs. She wrote about gollywogs. The gollywogs were naughty. They were always naughty too in Ina Blyton books. So naughty, there's gollywogs in naughty books. So you know Noddy, the fun one.
Yeah.
With big ears. And
I was a big Noddy fan.
Gollywogs were sort of like the Crim.
Noddy and big ears.
Gollywogs a bit dodgy.
But wasn't there a problem with Noddy and Big Ears because it was homosexual?
Yeah, well, that was suggested.
And that was that between Noddy and?
Yeah, and Big Ears, yeah.
You're saying it regretfully.
Well, I don't know. But I remember my wife pointing out that the gollywogs in the Ina Blyton books were always naughty and stealing stuff. And
yeah, okay.
So it was like a stereotype.
Mm. But anyway, your son, now, can I ask, what happened to the gollywog?
It's still there somewhere.
He's still there.
I haven't seen him lately, but we have got a lot of soft toys. So my partner has collected hand knitted ones. She likes hand knitted.
I do
toys.
Like a hand knitted one.
And I haven't seen gollywogs for a while, but he's there. So you got to keep him. You can't have him out on show. I don't think he's
because Selena's very handy, and she made a dog the other day. She made a dog for Harley the grand. Yeah, and it wouldn't be hard to make a knit. I remember seeing. Knitted gollywogs?
Right? And gollywogs is the one that we've got is a knitted gollywogs. Yeah.
Gollywog. And what is gollywog short for something or is it two words together or is it a polygog or a Wally and Noggle or something or a.
That I don't know.
I dare say it is from. It sounds like a combination of words.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like.
That I don't know.
Isn't Wogs owned by someone in Australia?
Nick Giannopoulos. Says he registered Wog, and then all the other ethnic comedians appeared on Current Affairs saying, "Oh, well, we can't do Wog humour anymore."
So he may well own Gollywog.
He's got Gollywog as well.
Oh, he may as well. He's been taking a whole lot.
I just remember going to the pancake parlour in the city, and they used to have pictures of Gollywog. It was a little black golly. It was some poem or something, and he was running through. And I remember one day going in, it had all been painted over. He'd been erased from the rest of it was still there. There were still like fairies and stuff, but gollywogs was gone. Yeah. Erased from history, Glenn.
I think you should go home and you should find your gollywog and you should be appropriate with it. Maybe you should just sort of
put in the bin or.
What would you do with him?
What would you do with gollywogs?
You'd have to have some sort of ceremonial send off, but you gotta, you know what? Sorry, golly.
What I'll do is that now my son, who loved gollywogs when he was a child, now he's in year 11, I'll put it secretly in his school bag.
Yes.
And then he'll pull it out at lunch and all his woke friends
won't
speak to him again.
Yeah.
That'll be great. Or take it to an assembly. You've got your lunch and your favourite toy.
There's your lunch and there's your gollywog. Dad!
Dad! So embarrassing!
Dad!
Yeah, okay. Gollywogs. Okay. So they're definitely part of our childhood, though. Gollywogs.
Yeah, well, I everywhere. Because you would go around to people's places and they'd have a thing o' doll and all different dolls, and there'd be a doll. Some people, I used to find them really quite scary.
Yeah, they are a bit scary. They can be a bit
the
scary. Gollywogs
and all the doll. I mean, I don't know, maybe any doll. Well, they used to tip them forward and their eyes would close.
Oh, yeah. What's that great movie from the 60s or the 70s where the doll comes alive and he's running through stabbing like a the Trio of Terror.
Karen Black was in it, I think. Someone, Trio of Terror.
Is it that it?
Yeah. And you know that doll? Yeah. I went to, where did I go? I went to Universal Studios and that doll is in a glass box.
Oh, wow.
And you can stand next to it and it's still terrifying.
Scary.
To look at. Runs across the floor, doesn't go across the floor.
Well, so, we can talk about Hitler now. We've talked about Nazis before, but I don't know if we've actually concentrated on Hitler, on Adolf. We did Rudolf Hess.
What was our very first one? Let's just reminisce for a moment.
Nazis and Fanta.
Nazis and Fanta.
Because Fanta was produced in the...
Because he didn't have Coca-Cola. He wanted to have his own drink for the troops.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here he is back again, Hitler.
Hitler. Well, like SBS. We just keep loving...
That's an interesting thing.
Mm.
Who do you reckon has the most historical programs made? Who are the big ones? Hitler?
Churchill.
Princess Di.
Yeah.
A lot of princesses.
The royals in general.
Queen. Lot. But I reckon Hitler's...
Napoleon would be top 10, maybe.
Hitler's
easily number one.
How often do you turn on SBS and they're banging out another Hitler?
Or the History Channel. And they had one the other night, Hitler and the Occult. They're stretching it. Hitler and his pets they had the other night. Hitler and his love of dogs.
I did because you know there's that Hitler one where you can redub it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the one where he bangs the table. I did one for my friends. You can go online and do one.
Oh, really?
I did one for my friends and it was about golf. All right. It was about golf. I reckon it took me 4 hours.
Is it from Downfall?
Downfall. Yeah. I reckon it took me 4 hours. And my friends don't listen to this podcast, so it doesn't matter. And I sent it to them and one went, oh, that was brilliant. The other two went, yeah, it's good.
What?
I go, for fuck's sake, it took me four hours. And I go, oh, that was good. Yeah, that was clever. And seriously, I was up at 11 o'clock at night, the next morning, up early, press send. Anyway, let it go, Glenn, let it go.
Yeah, you got a bit of spare time there.
Let it go. Hitler's mustache. We've talked about it before. We know why.
It's not coming back.
It's not coming back, number one.
But we love a cat with a Hitler mustache. There's nothing funnier.
But didn't Hitler reduce his mustache for the gas mask?
Oh, I didn't know that. Have we done that before on this show? Is that why he did it?
Yeah, because if you had a mustache, and I don't really have a proper mustache, of course, it's going to upset your gas mask because it's going to poke out the...
Yeah, right.
So he's gone, not going to lose the mustache, just take a bit off that end. Oh, took a bit much off. Take a bit off that. And it just kept on going, and he's left the middle bit.
That and the fringe is a very distinct look.
I reckon...
Was he good at branding, or he just came across that? Or was that one of his Goebbels or someone advised him to create that look?
The hair, I reckon the hair without the mustache is a pretty good look.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate saying that. I mean, he was obviously a whole human being, but the hair wasn't bad. And the outfits, pretty good.
Yeah, Hugo Boss.
Oh, that's right, Hugo Boss.
Suits, yeah.
And he had special coloured... And special linen and stuff. Yeah anyway. I read something the other day about Hitler. And I don't reckon we've had this on the show before, and this might be something. He invented or had something to do with inflatable dolls.
Hitler had something to do with inflatable dolls?
So his troops, when they were...
Was it inflatable gollywog?
No.
No?
Well, it might
no
be...
No connection?
Well, so... They could, when they were
behind enemy lines.
Really? I'm sure that's what I read.
Whose job was it to blow them up? That'd be like the cadet.
Because if you all went off to bed and you're thinking,
Johan, we need 20 dolls.
And you hear a couple of stretches up again. Oh, what are you doing? Stop it. I'm a bit, you know, no, we've got a big day of fighting tomorrow. You don't be doing that. And then you just
wouldn't surprise me.
You see Curb Your Enthusiasm when we're not giving it away, but he had an inflatable. I reckon he worked backwards from the joke.
The way to squash down the inflatable doll.
He had the inflatable doll given to him and then he had to deflate it. And the only way he'd deflate it was for him to appear to be.
Yeah. Having sex
from behind, and his housemaid came. Very good,
very funny.
What else?
What can we say about Hitler?
Cocaine. He used to have cocaine.
Vegetarian, allegedly.
I've
been to his bunker.
He loved animals.
Yeah,
you been to his what?
Well, the bunker is not there anymore because I went on a tour when I was in Berlin years ago, and I made my wife go on a Nazi tour. It's not like with skinheads or anything. It's not like, you know, it's not like with Nazis.
Did you wear the outfit or anything?
No, You can't do that. All in of a sudden, you can't do that in Germany. But you go on a tour. If
you're
in the
family, you can. You go to a fancy dress.
Oh yeah, Harry.
Yeah, got you, Harry.
You go on a World War II tour, and there was a lot of Nazi stuff, and they took us to like it was like a car park of a housing commission flat, and the guy said this is where Hitler's bunker was, but there's no gravestone or anything like that because we don't want. As soon as you put up a gravestone or a plaque, it'll just attract neo-Nazis.
Did he cyanide? Shot himself.
Cyanide? One or the other, I don't know.
But he killed himself then,
didn't
he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They all in the bunker.
What was her name again?
Eva Braun.
Eva Braun. That's right. And she was quite young.
Yeah. Yeah. Eva Braun, him, Goebbels, his whole family. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So Hitler, I don't know. I don't know what the connection with Gollywog's ears, but
we need some. I know there's a there is a piece of music called. Does this ring a bell? The Gollywog Cakewalk, was that?
Oh
like
yeah,
a,
yeah, yeah. That's
it's a piece. Of, it's a piano yes. piece, isn't it?
Mm.
The Gollywog, and it's by Debussy.
Debussy.
I'm going to say Debussy.
Debussy.
Is it the Mozart? Same time. Who played the piano?
It reminds me of when the guy turned up the console with a cat and a dog. The guy goes, "You can't come in here with that guy." He goes, "What do you mean? That's Debussy, that bark." It's a good joke for the kids. Terrible.
Okay. I'm going to put, what could we have a thing? We could have a scene from.
Oh, we've had Hitler sketches before.
Here's what I'm going to say to you.
Yeah.
Because I, just go with this. I have a recurring dream.
Oh, here we go.
And you can analyze this if you want.
You eating your yogurt.
That I can play the piano really well.
Yeah, right.
And but I just put my hands on it and I start banging it and really nice music comes out. And I go, wow, this is really easy. I never knew I could play. And then I'm just banging up and down the keys and beautiful music's coming out.
Wow.
So how about we get Sam to play a bit of Gollywog Cakewalk by Debussy on the piano.
Yeah.
And let's just say I'll go around to your place. And I don't want to say that there can be you and other people because I think it'd be But we'll just pretend that
the
you
family
and I,
will be there.
You're showing me around the house.
Okay, all right.
You're showing me around the house, and then we go into the front room with this. Okay, okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay,
all right. Glenn, that's a lounge room, and you've been here before, and that's
you got your dolls up there. You got a there's a Gollywog up there.
I normally show that to visitors,
that's just a bit weird. And you got your hip plates up there.
We don't normally show that to visitors either.
Yeah, and then
but as mentioned before, my dad does have some Nazi medals.
Wow,
he's got a lot of the good guys too.
What's that?
That's a piano. That's from my grandmother. That's an upright piano that I don't really play. I'm more a synthesizer guy.
Oh, right.
More into the synths.
Because I don't play either.
Have a go, though. It's tuned. The kids play it. The kids learn it.
I don't know. I've just got this feeling that if I...
Sit down.
Oh, that feels good.
Wow.
Hang on. I was just going to lift up the...
Oh, I thought you were playing. Ready? Just let me know when you're about to play. You count yourself in. You ready? I'll count you in.
One, two, three, four.
Go. Wow.
Even thinking, and it's just
that's amazing
coming out. Look, I swear, with my hands, beautiful music comes out.
Wow, I'm moving to the rhythm. It's lovely. Oh, the kids are dancing.
What?
Hang on, Gollywogs has come off. And he's doing a cakewalk.
Oh my god, this is get me out of here. Oh,
there's people looking in through the window from the street. Now they're gonna burn our house down.
It's a horror dream
for our racist figurines. Please stop playing. Wow, I was right there.
My dream's not like that. My dream really is. I do sit down and I can play really well. Because, that's a sign of being quite happy.
Do you want me to tell you my dream I had last night? I was telling the kid I thought it was funny, right?
Yeah.
This is quite bizarre. I was invited along to be in the audience of the project where Hughesy was announcing his retirement.
That's symbolic. And you were invited, yes.
So he gets up and he goes, I'm going to announce my retirement. He goes, but Dave, you got some news. And I go, have I? He goes, yeah, you've got a new radio job. And I go, oh yeah, I'm doing radio now for the UN.
Wow.
And he goes, United Nations. And I go, no, up another wadding. And everyone laughs. And then he goes, you're overshadowing my retirement. What are you doing?
Up another wadding.
I know, it was, I had a joke in my dreams.
Back up for the break on your big Thursday, up another wadding.
Up another wadding.
95.6 on your dial.
It's a very odd dream, wasn't it?
Yeah, we've got a bit of traffic up another wadding. Up another wadding. Was it up another wadding?
Up another wadding.
That's where Channel 10 used to be.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah, up another wadding.
In Melbourne there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's... what do you reckon? I'll have a crack. Hitler collected gollywogs because he was a racist, of course.
Oh, it was a power thing.
Yeah, he loved them. Had a whole collection.
I reckon he's...
He slept with them.
No, I reckon he's created them for some of the troops to put in their packs as a bit of comfort. Well, he gave them inflatable dolls.
True.
So, you know...
Want to have a racist doll?
Yeah.
Okay, Sam, what's the answer?
According to the Times editorial in the UK in 1934, Hitler banned German children from playing with gollywogs, saying they were inappropriate toys.
Well, that's probably a good... Well, it's... Probably a good thing.
Hitler did one good thing. He banned gollywogs.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
So, you know, on his list of things that he had to do.
Yeah, that's, you'd think that'd be quite far, you know, invade Poland.
Yeah.
That'd be quite far down the list, but he obviously got quite a bit of stuff done. Gosh, banning gollywogs.
He's going, but that's what it was like. He goes, I don't like that. It's going.
Get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
Yeah.
What do you mean? We're involved. We're trips. Just do as I said. Get rid of the gollywogs.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want kids sleeping with them. I don't want them playing with them. Wow, Hitler. Gee. Yeah, he had a lot of things, didn't he, on his list?
Yeah, he had some weird stuff going on.
Oh, I heard a good World War II joke the other day. Did you hear a World War II joke? Okay, it's not a Hitler joke, but they get an old veteran to come to the primary school and talk about his time in the war. He was in the RAF, fighting in England in the Battle of Britain.
Yep.
And he said, yeah, you know, it was terrible. We'd be there and the Fockers would come over and they start firing at us, the Fockers would be dropping bombs and and all the kids started laughing. The teacher had to interrupt and said, oh, sorry, General, retired General. I think you have to explain that the Fokkers was a make of plane. He goes, oh, yeah, but this time the Fokkers were flying Messerschmitts.
So you told that one to your kids?
No.